Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting. Firstly, can I apologise for the late start, but as you can see, we had some technical difficulties with the fact that the screen is not working, so we're doing the best we can. So I'm sorry that it's probably not quite the size that we normally have the image, but hopefully we can work our way through that. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Brenda Taylor, and Steve Gazzard, I think, is substituting for Brenda. Councillor Tony Hill and Councillor Fred Cagill. I don't think we've got any other substitutes.
Excuse me, Chair. May I just say that I'm here just observing. I'll make my final decision at DMC if they need a
right. Thank you. Yeah. That's everybody then, isn't it? He's not actually on planning, is he, Geoff Traill, is he? No.
No, he was.
Yeah, he was, isn't he? Yeah. He wasn't, though. He wasn't on planning since he's been deputy mayor. Okay. No, I haven't kicked him off.
Did you say that later?
didn't you come back on when you were no longer mayor? Okay. Sometimes.
So we'll move on to the public speaking section. And because we have one member of the public that wishes to speak on one of the planning applications. Obviously, representations will be taken ahead of the discussion by councillors on each application, and as I say, we have one speaker on one of the applications. Representations can take up to 3 minutes, and obviously, I think we're already aware whether you're for or against. Yeah, if you can just reiterate your name and whether you're for the application or against the application. And the application which Mr King wishes to speak about is 16/2564 outline planning for 12B Cypress Road. I would ask members if they're happy that I take this particular application first. Are all members happy with that?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you. In that case, I'll ask Mr King if he would like to address the planning committee.
Good evening. Jonathan King speaking on behalf of my mother, Edna King, 12 Cypress Road, next to the proposed development. We object to the four new houses lined up in the back of the garden area with a new driveway along the northern side boundary next to Mother's Fence. The layout and form of these repetitive uniform houses does not comply with D1, the local plan, and the Avenue's design guide. The proposed houses are higher than the existing building they replace, and with garages and parking areas cover about 37% of the site, with a further 30% covered by the driveway and hard standing, leaving only tiny gardens not really suitable for a four-bedroom family house. This overdense proposal does not retain the balance between buildings and greenery typical of the area. The Avenue's design statement recommends that replacement buildings should conform with the general building line of a road, not be higher than existing, and should not cover more than 25% of the site. The proposed development does not conform with this, which contrasts with the redevelopment at number 14 directly south of the site, which does have the 25% cover. And although the gardens are small, they have some three times the size of those proposed at 12B. Second objection is due to the overlooking and loss of amenity due to the number of houses proposed and their closeness to each other and adjacent houses. The new houses, higher than the one being demolished, will add to the sense of crowding and the potential for overlooking and being overlooked. Especially onerous will be views of the sitting out area next to Mum's kitchen window, which is much used and in direct sight from the last of the innermost proposed house. This house also has the potential to overlook the kitchen of 12C and the deck at the back of 12A, while all three proposed houses in the garden will look down all of the back patios and gardens, number 14 to the south. The proposed new access road along Mum's garden fence would effectively take a street right into an area of undisturbed gardens, potentially affecting a wildlife corridor as well as the local residents. There's a high potential for noise and smell and dust arising both during the building programme and after completion. There's potential for light and noise pollution from the vehicle access behind the fence and lighting from the back of the houses for the parking, turning and loading areas. Also, the driveway does not conform to the Devon County Council management advice for determination of planning applications, which states that private driveways serving more than three dwellings are not acceptable. proposed driveway would also not comply with the required characteristics of 1 metre edge clearance verge strips on both sides, as it's located only 300 millimetres from the fence. There might also be some interaction between the proposed driveway and the root protection area of the Atlas cedar, which has a radius of about 12 metres, which would extend beyond the fence, not as is shown on the agricultural plan, because I think the circumference of the tree was not measured, but just estimated. All these problems with the drive would be alleviated if it was constructed along the south side of the site, where there are two existing driveways for 12C and number 14, and a new driveway for 12B would maintain the status quo. Finally, we're concerned that this is an outline proposal that has insufficient information about the placement of walls and windows to be able to quantify the inevitable overlooking and loss of amenity. We suggested that design and access statement should be required for this complete redevelopment of the site, along with requirements of a full planning application and conditions that require conformity with the avenue's design guide relating to the number of placement of houses and driveway. Given our concerns about the overcrowding, layout and fit with the existing street scene, we feel that a more appropriate development would be two houses facing onto the road, with perhaps a third angled towards the southeast in the garden space behind, and accessed via a road on the south side of the site. Apologies if I've gone over 3 minutes.
It's okay, Mr. King. Thank you. So for members, this is planning application, it's in Little and Maud. It's planning application 16/2564, outline 12B Cypress Road, demolition of the existing dwelling and redevelopment of site to provide three-storey houses and 1 two-storey house. This is outline application with all matters reserved. We have had representations, which I'll ask Sue if she'll just summarise for you.
Yes, there's been a concern from the neighbouring property of overlooking density of buildings. Approximately 68% of the site is being covered and therefore out of keeping with the area. The access road is positioned alongside the boundary fence. The application does not conform with the outline guidance provided in the avenue's design statement. There's extra pressure on road parking, which is also creating a hazard for access from and to Cypress Gardens. And there's also concern about potential loss of trees at the front of 12B. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor De Serum or Councillor Nash? Councillor Nash?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, both Councillor De Serum and I went out and spoke to the owner of 12, and also spoke to the applicant of 12B. Basically, maybe just remind that this is only an outline application. Therefore, we cannot expect, as being referred to, that plans are limited in information, they don't provide heights and tree lines, massive development can't therefore be determined, elevations, and also plans for floors, materials, finishes, type of windows, etc., etc. None of that can be determined at this stage because, as you saw from the original slide that went up, it is purely a flat plan, that. And not three dimensions. It's not a full application yet, so we don't know what it's going to be. There's one thing that's very interesting that you might have heard this evening. If you go back, please, the other plan, it was suggested that... leave that plan, that's right. It was suggested at the moment the road coming in to service the parking areas and garage, etc., is on the north side of the boundary with number 12 Cypress Gardens. And it has been suggested that if you look at the south side of the plans there, just below that red line, there is already another roadway going through, right way through to number 12C. And we're suggesting that it should be sought and recommended that access should be sought from that road, which actually only serves one house at the end of that road, number 12C. 12C some of the problems, particularly the light and noise pollution from the vehicle access behind the fence, from the back of the houses, etc., which could disturb number 12, although remember it's not a main road, it's only for people parking, visiting. But it could be alleviated, and also it means that there could be slightly more land then for the gardens, because the whole thing could move back. The amount of space then would be equivalent to the property next door, number 14, where that was passed as far as size of gardens, because it would equate then as far as the amount of development. So, as an outline plan, we're saying that yes, we should approve it with a strong recommendation that before anything else happens, it's looked at again the movement of this access road.
Because it has actually got the height on that plan of the houses.
Yeah.
It has got the height of the, even though it's outline, they have actually got the height of the, yeah. It has got that. Okay. Anything else we should, Councillor Nicholas?
How are they going to renumber all these? Because I was up here delivering something and there was one of either B or C I couldn't find because it's opposite sides of where you expect to find it. So they're going to put all these in.
Well, I suspect they'll be like they are in some of the other roads where you get D, E, you know, yeah.
Same as number 14, next door, where they've got four houses there.
Yeah.
They're renumbering them as 14 A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
There's already a 12 C, which
is at the back.
12 B, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. That's what I was trying to find.
Well, I think that when the full application comes through, something that should be asked.
Yeah. Councillor Chapman?
Chairman, have you got any idea when it says three-storey, is that going to be taller than the existing building? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
The existing building is
two-storey.
6.5 metres high ridge line. These are 8.9.
Yeah, because one of them it says 9.5 metre, the end one that was... The four-bed dwelling there, it says ridge height 9.5 metres.
That is quite high, isn't it?
Yeah, it's higher than the properties that are there at the moment, because at the moment, they're, as the gentleman has said, they're not three-storey and a bit, they're two-storey.
Looking on the council's
view,
it could be slightly overdeveloped. Would you be happier with a two-storey?
No, because it'd only be overdeveloped if it was causing blocking light and noise. If you go back, Chairman, to the other plan, you'll see that the house number 12 is a very, very large plot of land, and the distance between the boundary and there is 23 metres, apart from a very beautiful large tree shading it as well. So there is, they won't see it. They won't actually affect the view coming out. If it did affect the view, it would make a difference. But it's not going to overpower the existing number 12. Indeed, all of that land belonged to number 12. They sold it off for the present 12 B to be
built. And you don't find that four houses would be overdevelopment? You think it'd be alright?
Well, there's four houses. If you look at the other part, there's five actually. If you look at number 14,
I believe there are going to be eight actually, but they will still only cover 25% of the site, not 35.
Sorry, no, there's one, two, three, four on the outline.
Yeah, no, the gentleman was saying on the site adjacent it's probably going to be eight, but it's taking over 30% of the site, whereas the design statement is 25% for the avenues.
As I say, if the road was switched from the entrance to utilise the other road, then you'd be back to the guidance and having sufficient land and also the avenue residence association recommendation as well.
No, it's unusual that they've actually put the ridge height on the outline plan. So we could comment if you felt that was inappropriate. But so it's proposed and seconded for approval with a strong recommendation that access is sought from the drive that at the moment services 12C, which is on the southern boundary of the property rather than the northern boundary of the property. All those in favour?
I wanted to ask a question, Chair, and that was, you know, Mr King says that it is in contravention of the avenue's design statement.
Because the design avenue statement is 25%.
Yeah.
So this is over 30%.
You know, I mean.
So it is contra to the design,
yeah,
the avenue's design statement.
I would feel against it on that basis, to be quite honest.
Did you want to say anything, Steve? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what Bill says is right. It's an outline plan, but like you've raised, it is unusual to see the heights in an outline plan.
Mm.
And as has been said, it is against the divine, the
design statement.
Would you be happy, Bill, if we said that we would, you know, support the outline recommendation, but they need to take into account the design statement, because they've taken them into account before?
Well, yes, the design statement recommendation of 30% would fit in nicely with Tara recommendations if the roadway was taken.
Yeah.
All that extra ground which is a lot would fit in, so that's why I'm suggesting the recommendation, Chairman.
Yeah, okay. So proposed and seconded for approval. As I said, with a strong recommendation that access is sought from the drive currently serving 12C, which is on the southern boundary rather than the northern boundary, but obviously asking that the design statement for the avenues is taken into account. You happy with that, Bill, as the recommendation? Yeah. So it's proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? So that's approved. Thank you. Now go back to the agenda. Minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of November 2016 have been circulated, and I have, since they've been circulated, received an email, or the clerks have received an email from Councillor Dumper, who has asked if we could expand on the item concerning the Dinan Way extension. And this was basically because, as you know, we did cover a number of points whilst we had the discussion on the road. The funding, as I did say at the time, was not a planning issue, but obviously it was mentioned, but points were raised by Councillor Chapman and Councillor Nicholas, so it's whether we do make a mention of that, although, as I say, it's not a planning issue. And Councillor Dumper also mentioned about offsetting advantage of the new road of emission reduction by what should be shortening journeys of heavy traffic and substantial improvements to bus routing from Brixington through to Exeter to hopefully cut car journeys from that area. Fred Cagill also made the point that Devon County Council should consider improvements around Cliff St George, Cliff St Mary, to improve flow by ways from the A376. I haven't had any information from Councillor Cagill that he's asked for any change to the minutes. But most of the issues that Councillor Dumper has raised was concerning the increased use of Dinan Way and the residential, the ring road, the bypass that we had, and we all had quite a long discussion about traffic coming from the left and right and about the traffic going along and how and whether it should have traffic lights or not. It's just whether we put all this into the minute, and I just asked for really how members feel about that and the discussion that we had, whether they want the minutes expanded to include these other points that Councillor Dumper has made. Councillor Clapman. So everybody's wish that we extend the minutes to include these items. Okay. We'll ask those to be added.
Thank you.
Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anybody got any interest that they wish to be noted? Councillor Dumper?
Yeah. Can I ask about, there's a Mr. Jim Wood is mentioned, I believe I know him personally. And can I ask about the Withycombe Raleigh one, 11 Hadrian's Way, Mrs. Jane Newman. Does anybody know if that's Mrs. Jenny Newman?
I don't know.
Maybe when we look at the application.
We'll have a look at the application if it is.
She is someone I work with on the Fair Trade Committee.
And equally, I don't know, but I have an idea that Mr. Alan Pearman, in respect of Brixington application 162575 full, is probably PJ Pearman and Sons.
Yeah.
And if it is Alan Pearman, then he's our plumbers for hospice care. So I'll declare an interest. I have no items of urgent business. So move on to applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Brixington 16/2406 tree application, land west of 5 St Marlow Close, EDDC, a Monterey pine prune back limb growing towards the corner of 5 St Marlow Close to give a 1.5 metre clearance from the building. We've had the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue if she'd just summarise for members.
Yes, tree officer states this tree is part of a larger group of mature Monterey pines which make an important contribution to the amenity of the area. As a result, an East Devon District Council routine inspection, the proposed works seek to prune the crown away from the adjacent dwelling to provide a reasonable clearance. So the recommendation is for approval, and you may remember that the gentleman who lives at 5 St Marlow Close did put in an application very recently to do similar. So not sure about who's going to do it.
East Devon known up with their tree, yes, I think we'll get them to do it.
Yeah.
Councillor Nicholas or Councillor Chapman? Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval in agreement with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 16/2442, tree application, 16 Redwood Close. T1 oak, prune back foliage on north side, arising at 5 metres above ground level, maximum diameter cuts of 25 millimetres. T2 oak, reduce away from the building to give a 2 metre clearance, maximum diameter cuts of 50 millimetres. And T6 and ash, which is to be felled. Again, we've received the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue if she'd summarise for you, please.
Yes, he states the trees form part of a larger tree group visible from Dinham Way, Redwood Close and Evergreen Close. Collectively, they make a significant positive contribution to the amenity of the area, but are relatively close to surrounding dwellings. The tree work submitted in respect of the oaks are to be expected. The ash is one-sided and grows out from an adjacent oak, so removal will allow more space for the better quality oak to grow. So the recommendation is for approval, subject to a replacement tree being planted within the curtilage of the ash. Thank you.
Councillor Chapman? Thank you. Councillor Nicholas? Yeah. So proposed and seconded in line with the recommendation from the tree officer for approval, subject to a replacement tree being planted within the curtilage of the ash. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is in town, and this is 16/2489, advertising. Proposed M&S food hall, 6 halo illuminated fascia signs and 3 non-illuminated fascia signs, including one to the entrance to the car park, 3 vinyl banner signs on the trolley bays. Highways are given normal standing advice, and Councillor Tony Hill has written in to say he has no objection. Councillor Masding?
Yes, doesn't give any idea of how big these are, but other than
the application.
No objection.
Thank you. A second. Sorry, Councillor Gazzard. Usual
usual thing about turning them off.
Out of hours.
Chairman.
Yes, Councillor Nash. I have no comments on my paper, Councillor Nash.
ward member.
We'll do it in the future, but normally we don't.
If you want me to look up what I actually said.
We do think we've noticed, but if we know you're attending, we don't tend to write it.
But we will do.
I said that I would remember it exactly, but that there were certain conditions that things had to meet. And I said in my response as ward member for Town Hall that they met the criteria of size, etc., and were in accordance with what Kino did show at the public consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no objection to that.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Bill. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. And then we go to Widdicombe Raleigh, application 16/2583, tree application, 11 Hadrian's Way, rear of, T1 oak, crown reduction, extent to be limited by planning condition. We've had the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, he states that this is a maturing oak growing on the boundary of a small adjacent garden and public open space. The tree dominates and the management of the crown is appropriate to its location. There's recommendation for approval with conditions applied for the north and east crown in the interests of amenity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you just look at the planning application just to check, Ron's, whether it does say if it's Jenny Newman as the applicant, just for Councillor Dumper?
Jeanette.
Oh,
no.
It probably is then.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Just so for clarification. So, Councillor Gazzard?
No, happy to move in line with the tree officer's recommendation, Chair.
Okay, I'm happy to second. So, proposed and seconded recommendation for approval with conditions applied for the north and east crown in the interest of amenity in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to the planning applications. Brixington, application 16/2575, full application. Land adjacent to 85A and B, Fraser Road. Construction of a three-bedroom dwelling and detached single garage. There are no representations and highways have given the normal standing advice. Councillor Nicholas? Councillor Chapman? We've had one similar, haven't we, in Fraser Road?
Yeah.
Haven't
yeah.
we? Very similar for further down the road?
Further down the road than this. Yes.
And that was similar, wasn't it? So,
yeah, so
yeah.
There is a precedent.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is the grass that they're going to use, is it used as an amenity space at the moment?
No.
It's not? Okay.
No, it's not. That's a question I looked at.
No,
it's
not.
It's
not. The other side of the road.
Okay.
And it would take, trust me, you have a planning application for about 6 houses in there.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Okay. Next application is 16/2741, full application, 1 Fear Avenue. Construction of detached dwelling and creation of vehicle access. There are no representations. I checked this on site because I have had some concerns about this. I did check the history of this particular property and am aware that it was refused for a detached dwelling but has been approved for a bungalow, for a semi-detached bungalow.
Mm.
And also we did have a problem with trees before, which I know one tree has
it's
now
a big
been
tree
removed.
Then.
Yeah, one tree has been removed, but the other hasn't, but it was on the basis that another tree was actually put back when one was being actually taken down. So, Councillor Dumper, I don't
well,
know if you've
gonna,
had a look.
All I was going to say, no, I've not been up. I mean, I know that site fairly well anyway. I wasn't aware of all the history, as you were, Chair, but one thing I did notice, actually, while I was looking at the plans was that you've got 1A there, which has been built on anyway, and there was a mention in the actual plans of the side garden of 1. Now, it appeared to me to be the side garden of 1A, but what I was going to say to you was, if in fact this tree is an issue, oughtn't it to be something that the district should look into in relation to that?
Mm. I mean, I have to say, based on the information I had, I was minded to refuse.
Yeah,
but obviously, I support the semi-detached bungalow that has been approved.
Mm.
But I am concerned with the trees, with the and the site that it is at the moment, based on a
detached
dwelling. Mm. That was my concern, but I think I'd have to refer back to district council, and probably the district councillors for Holston can actually take that further. But
I would be prepared to support you.
Yeah. Councillor Bailey.
Excuse me, Joe. Is there a site plan that you can see?
Yeah.
It's not downloaded.
No.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Chairman,
yeah.
Request is that a replacement tree?
Yeah, I mean, there's one tree. There is an applicant. When you look on the history, you can't get through, I presume. Is that the problem?
No.
Yeah. I mean, if you look on the history of the property, on the, it's actually got planning permission to actually take one tree down, which has to be replaced by another tree when you look at the tree officer's report. But there is another tree on site, which is what
a big tree, isn't it?
Yeah, which is what Councillor Dumper and I were concerned about. If you put a detached dwelling on, although there is, as I say, approval for a semi-detached dwelling, which I haven't got any problem with at all, and it has been refused before, partly because of the trees and partly because of where it is situated. Yeah, so I think so, by what I've seen. So, I mean, I have to say, on the information I have at the moment, I'm minded to refuse. But obviously, the only alternative would that be to defer until I've got further information. But the information I have at the moment, I would propose refusal.
I will second that.
Okay. So I've proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Abstain, Jim.
Sadly, thank you.
Comment, as I can't see what we're talking about, and you said there's been refusal if there's a tree. I mean, that's a good
Yeah.
Haven't been up there.
No, that's fine. That's fine, Bill. That's fine. Is it? I'm sorry you can't see it all. But, right, next application is 16, oblique 2746, full application. 186A Exeter Road, conversion of garage to private art studio. Councillor Dumper?
I have no problem with this, and I propose no objection.
I'm happy to second. All those in favour? Thank you. You against? No. Thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward. First application 16, oblique 1810, full application, Pratt's Hay Farm. Retention of siting of static caravan for warden's accommodation. We have no representations and the highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Nash or Councillor De Serum?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Can we just look at the site plan first? Well, leave that up. That is actually that is actually what we're talking about. It is actually built with a concrete base, all the fence all the way around, plumbing, everything in there. I would question a little bit, is this a full application? It that tank was twice the size of it is now. And a massive fire and half the house was lost. If you move on, please, Ron, to the next one. And looking through, you can see, believe it or not, that is a gate. You can just see the new fencing and the caravan. So it's blocking that exit gate right away. It's right away that was in existence before the present owners signed the lease in 1986. So 30 years ago, it was a requirement that the insurance company needed that a fire engine could actually get onto the premises if there was a fire by coming through the farm. Through this gate, unfortunately, now this is blocking it. But there is a solution to it. If you go on a bit further, please. Yeah, as you look, you can see the gate's not been open for a while, but it has been blocked from the other side as well, naturally, because it planted the caravan there. But that gate was there for that reason. It is still a right of way for Prax Hayes, as you see going on. The gate is almost falling down, and the comment was, well, if they needed to get through the pass, and the lean on it fall down. That's the actual existing caravan, the back of it, and you see the fencing all the way around. Now, it was suggested, and they have very good relationships between Prax Hayes, the Mrs. Lanes at Prax Hayes and Prax Hayes Farm, and they realised suddenly that, just go and show that car. That's showing how narrow both the gates are into the drive of Prax Hayes, and you can't go far into through, or a lorry, or anything large at all. Coming back up to this other one, where this gate is, the new owners who are working closely with people in Prax Hayes have said, yeah, we didn't realise that was a right of way, and no reason why they should, because it's a very old one. And they said there's no problem that if there was a fire, they bring out a chainsaw and cut down the fence. But I don't think it's acceptable while the fire is waiting. But when I went up there on Saturday, we were able to talk and explain, and Christian, one of the people there, John, wasn't there, said, well, all we need to do is just to move this gate, block it off, stay where it is, and just literally a metre along, a dry stone wall, put another gate in. So the fire engine will come down the other side and still retain the right of way. So that's a suggestion that we approve it because it's there and it's essential for 12-monthly living for Warden. But the new right of way will just be to the right of the fence with the space that the fire engine can get to the back of the property.
So really you're proposing approval but subject to a new right-of-way being...
Yeah. And the people at Prax Hayes Farm said it is an easy job for them. It's a dry stone wall. If you go back, Ron, to the beginning of the scene, see where it's been proposed, the first plan you had location. Yeah. So in other words, where the that was a right-of-way, they just move it literally, in my handshake, move it literally just a yard along, so that the fire engine would still get through past the walled off path.
Does that mean
dry
stone wall has to come
down? It would come down to put a gate in, yes. But it's a dry stone wall where the existing gate is, so they're going to put those bricks back where the existing gate is. It's a very old wall. It's not listed.
Yeah.
The only part that's listed on that building of interest are the gates. They're actually a grade one listed. It's one of the few grade ones we've got in the area. They are quite very unusual and rare, and so it's a grade one listed.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in the drive.
Is that the gate that you showed us with the car coming?
Carving, yes.
Yeah.
You've probably seen it as you drive.
Councillor Gazzard.
Yeah, Bill, could you just tell me, because I haven't been up there to have a look, how many caravans... how many units are on the site, and why do they need a warden's accommodation on the site?
Well, it's quite a large enterprise. I can't answer the question of how many caravans are on site because most of them are touring vans that come in, and motorhomes as well, and touring vans. And also, but the main part of the campus, it's called now the farm, there, these
So would, sorry, Chair, through you, would one of the reasons be for security then?
Well, what's that?
For the security,
for
the warden.
For the
warden.
Well,
the warden lives there and works there.
Right.
As a full-time employee, and then he and his partner need somewhere to live in their
yeah.
dogs. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's why it's
okay.
necessary
right.
to have. But there wasn't room in the actual house, which is a part of
yeah.
the
okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Essential that they have.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So it's
for
can I
ask a question? When this little caravan of the wall is, would the fire engine come around the caravan and come in, or would it come in directly from this side?
Come in and just literally as the little hand went through.
So that would be
you
just
come
grass.
In. This
grass
is totally open. This orchard is grass. This is paving and shale mix, and that's a very wide entrance. So it will come in.
The reason I ask if the fire engine is going to go in there is winter time, it's going to sink in grass. So the world defeats the object. You see what I mean?
You still
there
have
is
to
not that
anyway.
Much grass for it. The only piece of grass.
Is there any hard standing at the ground?
The idea of the fire engine wouldn't necessarily park there the same way that it goes through here. This is all grass as well. I mean, I haven't asked the fire brigade to come in.
No, but I mean, there's no difference really, other than
so
moving it to what it is at the moment. So, yeah.
That's why I'm
yeah.
asking it, because it was going from one hard standing literally to grass and mud, so it wouldn't be any different.
No.
Okay.
Same as it
right.
is at the moment. Yeah. Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. Subject to the right of way being moved, so there's a new right of way to the property. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 16/2713, full application to Fairfield Coast. Demolition of garage and erection of new dwelling. We have statutory consultee comments together with a letter of representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise, and would you please note that the limit is the 5th of December 16, not November 16 at the bottom. Thank you.
Yes, Highways give normal standing advice for new property, and South West Water has no objection but to note that the public sewer does run through the site. The Environmental Health requests a construction site's code of practice so as to provide an assessment of the possible noise and disturbance from the construction and impact on nearby residents. And then we just have a letter just for our information from the owner of number 2 Fairfield Close advising us that the site for development is a standalone plot and is no longer associated with number 2 Fairfield Close. The plot is actually separated by a block wall and is accessed directly from Fairfield Road, and there is no access from Fairfield Close. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor de Sarum?
Yes, that was an excellent summary. I went to the property today, so I saw the wall in question, and I draw members' attention to the fact that the proposal is directed at a bungalow with no higher than the previous bungalow, so we were concerned, members were concerned this evening about height, so I think that's a very positive thing that has come out of it, the fact that it won't be a difficult height. So unless anyone has any serious objections, I have no objection at all myself. I propose that we accept it as seen. Subject to them carrying out the usual codes as we just heard the summary.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Yes, I support that because in Fairfield, the road itself is facing on to the one side. It's not affecting the one side, but I agree with what Councillor said.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Dealt with 12B Cypress Road. Then move on to Town Ward. Application 16/2591, major full. 36-37 The Strand, which is the Thomas Tucker's building. Conversion of existing building into a restaurant use, A3 at ground floor level. 4 residential apartments at first floor and 1 residential apartment at second floor level. Demolition of single-storey showroom and construction of 2 apartments with parking below. We've got various consultee comments and also representation. So I'll ask Sue if she'll summarise those for you.
Yes, first of all, the Environment Agency currently objects to this application as the flood risk assessment does not allow the Environment Agency to adequately assess the flood risk of the proposed development, and guidelines are given for the submission of a revised assessment. And then Devon County Archaeologist, they request a programme of archaeological work as the site sits on an area of archaeological potential, as it is close to the location of the medieval quay and on a 16th, 17th century settlement. And then Devon County Highways has no objection, subject to satisfactory pedestrian access being given along the footway and details of parking for the construction staff off-site. Councillor Tony Hill has no objection, subject to the Conservation Officer's report. We've got a representation, but I just say it's Historic England, they said the scheme will provide a much needed opportunity for the refurbishment of this prominent building with a fine 19th century shopfront which has been vacant and deteriorating for some time. However, the need to incorporate garages on the ground floor is unclear in a town centre setting. It is felt that the blank impression created by solid garage doors does not generate the best relationship with the street scene. Also, at the first floor level, first floor windows appear somewhat disproportionate with the rest of the building, and suggest that further thought is given to this facade to create a more harmonious addition to the listed building within a conservation area. And then we have got one representation from the landlord of the adjoining property, who is concerned that the pillars of the parking bays will sit up against his property, therefore denying access to maintenance of the exterior walls and the roof, and is also concerned that their fire exit also exits through an open area at the back of the building, which may be restricted. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Marsden.
I think it was quite a good design, and I approve it.
Okay. Obviously subject to the Environment Agency and...
Well, yes,
and also, I was going to say, and we haven't got the Conservation Officer's report, have we?
No.
So we need that. Councillor Nash. I haven't got, I'm sorry, I haven't.
You haven't got it.
I'm sorry, Councillor Nash, I haven't got it before. I haven't got it before me, so I can't.
I did that.
You want me to say, read what I said, I mean, read
yes.
What Robert said. The only thing that did concern me was FRA that they requested, we know this is a flood zone in one, not the whole of it. The fact they're saying they do need another FRA, I don't think that should stop us approving it, because we all want to see Thomas Tucker improve. The fact that it's been there 140 odd years and we've never had a flood doesn't worry me too much about having a new FRA, but the laws are as far as the archaeology report, I thought it was rather fascinating. It's the first time I've ever seen reference to the medieval quay possibly being disturbed in that part of town. Now, when other buildings have been totally restored, such as the Gipper, there was no mention then, this next door, actually, to it. So I don't know where the archaeology people got that from. The garage doors, as far as the frontage, I did make a note that this was obviously the reason garage doors encased because it's flood zone. You usually put garages on the bottom and people live above. It doesn't matter about shops, they can flood, it's not affecting them. But where someone's living, you can't do it. But as far as the garage doors are concerned, remember next door to it is a massive great MOT station garage. So yes, a few more garage doors, but that's all I probably said, so I'd support what I'm saying.
Subject to an FRA and Conservation Officer's report,
yeah.
Presumably. Councillor Chapman.
I've never heard such a bosh in my life. Failing buildings, it's falling down, it's rotting on the inside, it's falling to bits on the outside, no one's done anything. A good firm, design firm, come up, conservation firm, going to make it absolutely fantastic and restore it, and they come up with this load of hot wash. You know, they're absolutely pathetic, a lot of them. And I hope they ask these down the district council. people with expensive flats have cars, so that they need garages, and garages should have doors. And the rest of it is absolute hogwash, and it's brilliant.
You haven't got any comment about the windows on the first floor, have you, Bill?
Oh, they're fine.
No, I didn't know whether Bill had any comment. Because they're saying that the Historic England are saying it's disproportionate with the rest of the building.
Well,
I just didn't.
Put their hands in the pocket and pay towards the renovation. I might listen to them.
Yeah, I think it says larger ones there. Councillor Gazzard, did you?
Can you tell me, is the listed staircase staying? Were they going to take that out?
No, that's coming out. It's not
no.
Well, I thought it was listed.
I queried this, as several other members did when we had the presentation from the potential developers, as I thought, if one of the objections we've always heard that people couldn't do anything inside,
because
of this is lovely staircase, this can't be moved. Apparently, it's not listed, so the developers and the company developing this specialise on restoring and refabricating listed buildings. That the
archway on top.
The archway, you understand, but
the archway
on
top of the staircase is part of, you know, the historic build of the building. But the actual staircase is actually hot wash, and it's not, you know, they actually showed photographs and plans that went back. So it isn't actually part. We always thought it was.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
But apparently,
yeah.
You know, when you look at previous plans, it was put in by Tuppers, you know, perhaps.
Not even in the original.
Can I just, this park here, where there's garages and flats above, is a wing that is not listed on it. I assume it was built later, quite right, and it was an infill, therefore it's going to be taken down a new one. So it doesn't have to fall in line with the listing
part of the building. No.
That's okay. So, Chair, I just mentioned that if they do want to put any signs for this new restaurant, if it is part, they must be very wary not to put plastic ones, is that right?
Yes, it will.
Plastic signs on the front of the shop.
As long as they're not in yellow and they're made of wood.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we'll wait. If we get somebody in it, well, I think we'd all be grateful if somebody was in it.
Yeah. I think we have heard there is a document which has been filed that planning in East Devon for signage in Exmouth and all buildings should adhere to it. And we've asked that one is sent to each member of this planning committee.
I mean, I have to say that I think we'd all like to see somebody in the building.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had two or three get planning applications, haven't we? Which is so it'd be good if they do go ahead. So, yes, I'm just surprised that the archaeologist didn't. We've had three other applications on this building, and we've not heard from them at all before this one. So, proposed and seconded for approval, subject to FRA and also Conservation Officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Sorry, thank you.
Chairman,
passed.
May I just add on that? It's worth us considering, because we did say this to the people when they came along, Ferriby Design and Construction Committee. They don't know who's going to run it as a restaurant, but we did say, should we make a recommendation, condition even, that we do not want a pub type restaurant with loud music or any form of restaurateur that's doing.
I don't think you can. I think you've got to wait for the planning application to come in. No, but I mean, until you've got... yeah. No, but I mean, it's an A3 is a restaurant, not a pub. So.
And after all, it's opposite the Salubrious Town Hall.
Yes.
And our Salubrious councillors. Or there.
Can I just, before we move on, can I just take it that we're in the same agreement with the listed building consent, the next application that we're happy to approve, subject to Conservation Officer's report?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward, application 16, 2631 full, 28 Holland Road. Demolition of garage and construction of two-storey attached dwelling. Highways are given standard advice. And we've got one representation, Sue.
Yes, and also Councillor Bailey has no objection, but I didn't know he was going to be here tonight, so I have written it down. And we've got one representation. They're saying two of the parking spaces are sited on a blind bend where cars are parked on the pavement as the road width is inadequate. And they also state that the proposal is overdevelopment. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gazzard.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I think you will remember that there was an application came before this committee a little while ago. It did go to DMC and the actual application was withdrawn. This is a new application now that the applicant's put in. The plot, in my opinion, is big enough to take the extension that they're asking for. And there will be two car parking spaces per unit. So I think that solves the issue of the parking. I have to say, the parking on the pavement, that can be, in my view, can be alleviated if people put their cars in the driveways that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
But that's down for enforcement to do
mm-hmm.
that, not me. I've got no issues with the application, Chair, and happy to propose approval.
Thank you. Well, I second it, please. Thank you, Tim. So, propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Then move to item 7, item for consideration, Buckingham Close Development Street, aiming to consider street names for the above new development. East End District Council have received a request from Taylor Wimpey to officially register postal addresses for the 265 new units of Buckingham Close, and anticipate that 10 street names will be required. Guidance on naming new streets can be used with the link, which was included in your agenda. I think really it's for Littleham to see what names they wanted to come up with for this development. But have you actually come up with anything from Littleham? Well, do you want Sue to just read out what the guidance is so that people are aware? Yeah. If you I'll ask
yeah.
you to read it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. The use of the name which relates to someone either living or alive during living memory can be used as long as written permission has been obtained from the person or family of the person. This is obviously to help not upset the living relatives. If the name relates to a public figure, we recommend that the town or parish council announce the intention to use the name in the local press to assist with consultation. If there are suggestions to a proposed name, another name should be submitted. If no other suggestions are made, a decision will be made by East Devon District Council in line with their current procedure. The use of names that pertain to the royal household should be avoided, as to use such a name may require royal assent from the Privy Council. The use of tree names should be avoided mainly due to duplication of many existing streets already named within East Devon. We will only do this if those requesting them show that such confusion is not likely to take place and that the tree name has local relevance. This includes all names based on orchard. Thank you. So no sycamores.
We've got them all already.
Maples.
Well, we've already
got
on Nelson Drive in Littleham.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
Emma's Field. What about Gasman Mews?
Yeah, something. Rather than after Alison Greenwald.
That is rather ironic. Yeah. No, I mean, yes, it could be Midland councillors, but Donkey Hill, obviously, because it is very famous, and we could have Donkey Hill Avenue, but it's not very nice.
Oh, I don't know, I'm quite happy with a donkey.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, when it was Buckingham was named after Cecil Buckingham,
yeah,
because he was a councillor, which is why it was called Buckingham
was
Close.
It,
yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Cecil Buckingham was a councillor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. That shut to close, didn't it, the last one?
Mm.
They
think
a few more. They're more than 10
by
the time they finish.
Yeah. I mean, it is very difficult, but there again, as we had in Halston with Victoria Gardens, we actually thought because there was a Victoria Road, we wouldn't be allowed to have Victoria Gardens, and then they named it without our consent anyway, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like
remembering there are different roads in different
exactly
parts of Bex,
exactly
same
the same name. Yeah.
None named after any council.
Well, we've got until the 8th of December, I think, isn't it?
No, I think they probably are. I mean,
Chapter, no, Chamberlain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, do people want to have a think, and then if they've got anything, it's the 8th of December is the target date, so if you want to think over the next rest of this week and then send any suggestions in to Ron's, perhaps.
It's adjacent to farmland, isn't it?
Mm.
Farmland.
Could
be a
different breed
of chicken. Yes,
yeah.
True.
Bantam.
Well, why hold close?
Long haul leghorn, perhaps. I
Well, if you've got any names you want to suggest them, send them into Ron's and we'll collect them together in time to go to East Devon. If not, I think East Devon will just probably name them.
Yeah, I don't think we should allow East Devon chairman.
No, well, if you've got some suggestions, we can send them
I
in.
I think we should.
A spirit of adventure, they'll go on.
No. East Devon are not named. We'll give a suggestion. I will chair and ask some of our other people.
Have we got to put our suggestions in by this target date here, 8/12?
Yeah.
No,
it's not long.
Tonight,
no,
isn't it, really, to think about
things? Yeah.
Of course, some are roads, some are closest, some are avenues, maybe?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I think, Chair, I've taken on what Bill says. I mean, I think that is a good idea, but I think we should also take into account, going back over many years, lots of councillors, and, you know, even up to date, that deceased. I think it would be a nice gesture if we could name some after, you know, deceased councillors as well.
And
I'll take on board what you said about Alison, but I do think it would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, Jean. Yeah.
Or you could use a middle name, couldn't you?
Mm.
Sorry.
Even if it's only Alison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. 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 Okay, we'll go through those and.
I suggest we name it after the different of cattle,
you would not live in pigsty close, would you?
Well, I said cattle, so
I was going to say if you go up to North Devon, I can tell you exactly where abattoir cottages are slaughter close. So, guess what that was there before?
Tesco supermarket.
Well, if you've got any names, then we'll go through, as I say, we'll go through the list.
Eight,
I'll go through my list at home if you like, and go, and then I'll email around. Okay. So then there's just the items for information, which is various tree preservation orders, which I think are nearly all in Brixington, aren't they? Yeah, they are all in Brixington. And then the planning decisions. The only one that there was a refusal was 10 Perryman's Row, which we had quite a discussion at the time
about.
I think, because we thought it was very tight and very, it might have a problem with the neighbours, and then came down on the side of approving, which actually they refused at East Devon. But there'll be no other matters, so I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.